Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can find me at How to Build a Tent on Instagram and Twitter. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Thank you for subscribing and rating us on iTunes and Google Play. That really helps us out a lot in getting the word out. So today we're going to talk about how to work with joy in the most miserable of circumstances. And the only way that I know to be able to pull joy out in misery is from our knowledge of who God is and our relationship with Him. So we are going to start off with a Bible verse that I've used personally in my past, and then we're going to get into a story of a miserable time I had at work and just some of the struggles that I went through. So you know that I'm speaking from experience and that I've not had it good my whole life, although I am incredibly blessed and God has totally blessed me with more than I ever deserved. So today's passage is Ephesians 6, 5 through 8, and it says this: "Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he's a bondservant or is free." Oh, I love that so much. And this is a section that Paul wrote in Ephesians, just speaks to my heart so much about how you can find joy in miserable circumstances. And the short answer is that we find joy in the miserable circumstances in our work situations because we are not really working for our bosses. We're not working for that company that's giving us that miserable circumstance, but we're working for the Lord. We're working for Christ. And not only that, not only do we get to work for Christ, but we get to be rewarded by Him too. He sees what we're going through and He loves us and He has a plan for us and He's going to reward us according to how we work for Him. And that's such a blessing. He totally gives us mercy upon mercy, grace upon grace. You could turn the show off. That's all you need to hear. I'm just kidding. Please stay tuned. But I will, if you have to take away one thing from that, know that the Lord is good and that wherever you are in life, even if it's in a miserable circumstance, He wants to bless you and give you joy, even in that miserable circumstance. Because as Christians, we can rise above those things, not because it's us lifting us out, but because we have a good Father who wants to pull us out and have us walk with Him. So I want to go into a story that really, it's a true story that happened to me that you might think is so outrageous at times that I'm probably making some of this up, but I promise you I am not making this up. So it was my first corporate job. And so I was kind of new to the politics, to how you're supposed to behave. My father was a small business construction guy, so I didn't have the etiquette down. I didn't know how to email properly and all that stuff. So to this day, I'm not sure exactly what happened or why my boss didn't like me. But to cut to the chase, my boss didn't like me. And the only reason I think I got hired is because I had a relationship with someone very high up in the company who recommended me for the job. Other than that, I don't know how I would have gotten this. So what it was a management internship program. And we were under one boss. There was about five of us. And she had her own team, but she took this internship group on and kind of was the home station or the home group. And we would travel from group to get experience throughout the company. So then after the internship program was over, then we would find a job in a management role. So that was kind of the gist, the setup of it. From day one, I could tell my boss didn't like me, something was wrong. I didn't know what though, because everyone in her group, her team, and then this group of interns were in one area and I was sitting across the building, like a big building. There's like 200-300 people in this building. She sat me at the far end of the building away from everybody. I would miss team meetings because I was away. I didn't see the people make the announcement that they're getting a huddle together and having an impromptu meeting. And I was just neglected. So I would go on my rotation to different groups, but I never got any assignments. I never had any meetings with this boss. It was kind of supposed to be like a mentor role, right? To take over. And she would just leave me on my own. And for the next nine months, I was struggling. I was asking for things to do. Like, I was looking for things to do. I was bored out of my mind. I would get jobs when I finally did get them from the other groups that were just like the lowest of the low. No one wanted to do them. Other people got these great projects that got to work with the top people in the divisions. So I got the worst of the worst jobs. I was pretty much cleaning bathrooms. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But everyone else got these glorified projects that got tons of face time with leadership and all this stuff. And I was just struggling for the scraps. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't really find joy in the beginning. I was bitter. I was angry. I was frustrated. I didn't know what was wrong. And just, I couldn't even get a meeting with my boss. She wouldn't even take a meeting with me. And that just sounds crazy all by itself, right? So like a month left into the internship program where people were going to start being placed into their management roles, everyone else got job offers except for me. So I decided I'm just going to risk it all. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? I'm probably not going to get hired anyway. So I went over my boss's head, which I don't recommend doing in most cases, maybe in extreme cases like this, but for the most part, don't go over your boss's head. But I did, and who was the COO, and I just begged for a job. I was like, look, I've been here for 9 months. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm not getting opportunities like everyone else's, but when I get something to do, I work really hard. I try to be positive. And I just really want any opportunity to prove myself. And he actually respected that. And I ended up getting a job, but it was only because I was able to not focus on that bitterness and that hardship. And God really spoke to me about how I needed to work like I was working for him. And he gave me this verse that we read in Ephesians where I need to remember that I'm not working for this boss that doesn't like me, that's treating me terribly. But I'm working for him, and that he is my reward, and he's going to reward me based on how well I work. And this is just part of his payoff for that, is that I was able to get a job even though my boss was trying to get rid of me. And after that time, we had a couple weeks left under my boss, she just couldn't stand that I was getting another job. And I know this because she started taking away my computer, where it was, I had two monitors, went down to one. Then she left me the monitor, but she took the computer, the computer base, right, with the hard drive and all that stuff. So I just had a monitor that wouldn't turn on, took my phone so I couldn't make calls. So for the next 3 weeks, I had came, sat on my desk, and looked at a monitor, the keyboard, no phone, no computer, and just sat there for 3 weeks. It was so ridiculous that I ended up making a piece of paper that looked like an Excel sheet, and I just taped it onto the screen and I just laughed at it. You know, it's like one of those things that are so ridiculous. I mean, you're probably thinking I'm making this up, but I swear I'm not. I think I have a picture of it still, and if I have that picture, I'm gonna post it with this show. But I just sat there with joy because, you know what? God took care of me. This boss was not gonna win. And God really was working on my heart that, you know what, I'm going to go through this with joy because God, I'm working for him and not for that crazy boss. So that's just kind of a funny story that really happened, of an experience where I've been learning. I don't think you ever really arrive at the spot where you could just take joy out of every situation. I'm sure there's going to be future times that I go through things where I'm just going to be miserable and going to have to relearn this lesson over again. But I just had this like memory. I remember God speaking to me once in a story where I just kind of had this idea of like, what if a billionaire came and wanted to hire me? And he gave me this job where he gave me a place to live. He gave me a car. He provided for me everything I needed, free meals, funds for all my needs. He paid off my school loans, which are super overpriced and ridiculous. And he just wanted me to hire me. But what he wanted to hire me for was to work with a manager just like my boss. I would totally do it, right? I got so many perks and advantages. I got everything I need taken care of for, and I would totally handle that situation with joy. And God really spoke to me that that's what we have in Christ. That's what we have in Jesus. That we may not have the billions of dollars in our bank account, but we're in the family of someone who has created all the money in the world, who's created the world. And he has given us everything we need to live a life of godliness. He has promised to provide us with everything we need to do what he has called us to do. So why don't we have joy in those circumstances? Because even in that circumstance that was miserable, God put us there for a reason. Not to be miserable, but to be a testimony, to find people to minister to. And I think this is just a secret in life, is that we need to look for the opportunities that God has for us instead of reflecting on where we are and where we want to be. And it's kind of an outward focus versus an inward focus. And I mean, I said kind of, but no, that's what it is. We need to constantly have our focus on heaven, like Paul did in the New Testament. He was constantly thinking about the heavenly things and what he was doing for the kingdom of God. He was never reflecting about his miserable situation in jail. He would say that he was more than content in the plenty and the lack of. And he would, because he knew that he was there for a reason, and he got to write some amazing letters that are in the Bible because he had that perspective in prison. And so we should have that perspective too, that everything we do is not really about this life, but it's about the future kingdom that God's going to establish. I love reading books about spies. And one of the things that spies do is they will go to work for a company. And then they will work as a spy after hours, but they'll actually do that job. And I just love that because that's kind of like what we are as ambassadors of Christ, right? We have our job and we're supposed to do it well, but we have this ulterior motive where the reason we're doing it well, the reason that we are at this job, the reason we're doing whatever we're doing is not for that job, really. It's because we're doing the bidding of someone else. We're doing the bidding of another master. And that's God. And so we could think of ourselves as spies for the kingdom. I don't know. I just love that picture. I'm a big spy buff. I love reading the book. So I like thinking of myself as a spy for the kingdom. But however you want to picture it, that's how you need to think of yourself. As someone who God has called. Not just called for eternal life, but called in this life to do his purposes. And he has blessed you with every heavenly blessing. We are kings and priests with him. There is no reason for us to wallow in our misery. It's temporal. And if Jesus could bear the cross for us, let us remind ourselves of that as we go through our trials, which aren't even to compare with that, right? So that is a great perspective for us to have, that we should have. So how can we work with joy when we have a bad boss, when we don't have the salary we want, when we're struggling to get by, when we feel like we have a dead-end job and there's no hope for the future? Like, what do we do? How do we find joy in those situations? 3 points I want to leave you guys with is set your mind on Jesus and how he has blessed you. He has called you for a purpose. If you are alive, if there is breath in your lungs, it is because God has put that breath in your lungs. And he has a purpose for you. There's no such thing as a dead end. That is while you are alive. So if you feel like you are hopeless, that you don't have a future, if you don't think in your career, in your life, whatever it is, if you don't have hope, you need to get on your knees and pray to God and ask for him to show you, because he is hope and he has a plan for you and he has a purpose for the situation you're in. Set your mind on Jesus. Remind yourself of how he has blessed you. That's number one. Number two, remember, just like those spies, that you are working for somebody else. You have a job, but your real job is working for the heavenly master, for God himself. Remember that whenever you have that bad boss or that bad company that treats you bad, remember that God has placed you there and he has blessed you with so much where you should be joyful to do what he has asked you to do in that situation. So number two, remember that you have, you're working for the King. Three, God has put you where you're at for a specific mission. Find that mission out. Make it something fun. Look for opportunities that God has given you. So the three things again, remember, focus on Jesus and remember what he has blessed you with. Two, remember that you don't work for that boss, you work for the King. And three, look for the mission, look for the opportunities that God has given you in the situation you're at. And God will fill your heart with joy as you are thinking of him and his kingdom and not focusing on yourself when you're looking to bless other people. I hope that's a great encouragement to you. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, please reach out to me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at howtobuildatent. Please subscribe and give us a good rating. I'd really appreciate that. I look forward to talking to you next time. God bless.